With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Justice Department says police officers who responded to the deadly school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, demonstrated no urgency in setting up a command post and failed to treat the killings as an active shooter situation. At a news conference, Attorney General Merrick Garland says the law enforcement response during and after the Uvalde massacre was a failure.
I told the families gathered last night what I hope is clear among the hundreds of pages and thousands of details in this report. Their loved ones deserve better.
Garland says the biggest failure was not identifying the gunman as an active shooter and taking immediate steps to stop him. That shooting at Robb Elementary School killed 19 students and two teachers in 2022. Also at SRNnews.com, the job market's still strong.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment last week fell to its lowest level in more than a year, 187,000 for the week ending January 13th. Overall, about 1.8 million Americans are on unemployment. What about all those dire predictions of a recession? Well, as the Fed jacked up rates in 2022, most analysts did think we were going to see a recession. But the economy and the job market remained surprisingly strong, with the unemployment rate staying below 4% for 23 straight months. That's the longest streak since the 1960s. I'm Rita Foley.
NATO will launch next week its biggest war games in decades, with around 90,000 personnel to take part. Steadfast Defender 24 is aimed at showing Russia that the alliance is determined to defend all of its territory. The Dow is up 150 points, the NASDAQ adding 180 points. This is SRN News. The Catholic Church issues a warning.
The U.S. Conference of Bishops says religious liberty in this country is under violent threat. The conference points to increasing physical attacks on houses of worship in America and adds that if things don't change, 2024 could see, quote, threats to the very lives of people of faith. Churches have been targeted by abortion advocates, while anti-Semitic forces have attacked synagogues. The looming presidential election could make things worse. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Several transgender candidates vying for state office in Ohio are facing challenges and outright disqualification for omitting their former names from petition paperwork. Ohio election law requires that all candidates disclose any name changes, but the transgender community says it's harmful for a person living as the opposite sex to admit that they ever had a different name. This is SRN News. A secret city may be sneaking up on California.
After years of secretly snapping up property for plans to build a new California city, a company backed by Silicon Valley billionaires is taking the pitch to voters. The California Forever Company submitted paperwork to ask the voters on the November ballot to allow them to build the city on now-protected agricultural land. The company has ducked scrutiny while snapping up more than $800 million of Solano County farmland in recent years. The plan would include nearly 20,000 homes initially for 50,000 residents and could grow to 400,000 people. Keith Peters reporting.
The Biden administration has finalized approval of $1.1 billion to keep California's last operating nuclear power plant running. The Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant will keep producing electricity until at least 2030. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.